Good morning, everyone. How are you? And the people I was talking to when the music stopped, I'll come back to you, okay? Good morning. I am so glad you're here on this snowy and cold morning. I'm honored to say I am Pastor Alicia. I'm the pastor here at University United Methodist Church, and I'm so glad you are here. This morning we are celebrating two things. We're celebrating Thanksgiving Sunday and Laity Sunday. So I'm just going to say a couple of words, and then I'm going to sit down and I'm going to be able to just enjoy worship today. And I'm so grateful for that, for our strong leaders here at the church and for me to be able to just be present here. So the first thing I want to do is report on the Children's Sabbath, which happened last week. We had the Children's Sabbath, and if you remember, we had the green leaves that were things that we think are great about childhood and need to stay the same. And then we had the autumn-colored leaves, and the autumn-colored leaves were the leaves that are things that need to change in childhood. And so we had so many people give us information on this, and we had 44 green ones and 58 autumn-colored ones, which tells me we need to make some changes for children in childhood. And some of the things named were children should not go hungry. Children should have an education. And yet, children should be able to have time to play. Children should have access to health care, and on and on. Those were the things that need to change. And the things that were great about being a child is being able to play, which I think is so true. And there were so many other things named. So when I get a better handle on what that was, I'm hoping that I can report more succinctly on this. And I'm also praying that something bubbles up in this congregation in which we can be a part of that change for childhood. And so that maybe that'll be something like having a buddy system or a mentor within our congregation with children throughout their whole childhood, longer than what we normally do. Or maybe it's something else. So that's the Children's Sabbath. All right, so like I said, today is Laity Sunday. And I just want to tell you what laity is. And I'm not saying lady, because I said this to someone, lady like a woman. Someone said, well, what about Men's Sunday? When are the men going to have their time? And this is laity, L-A-I-T-Y. And laity are all of you, all of you. And so I'm going to say this wrong because I think it's Latin, and I forgot to ask Ted how to say it. This comes from the word laos, one of those two, L-A-O-S, meaning people of God. And it's used to describe members of a congregation or parish. So, the ministry of the laity flows from a commitment to Christ's outreaching love. Lay members of the United Methodist Church, by history and calling, active advocates of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Every layperson is called to carry out the Great Commission. So, you all are so important to the life of the church. And so today we celebrate your gifts and your graces. And I just wanted to, one more thing with laity. So laity is so important that at our annual meeting called Annual Conference, there has to be, by rules of our church, equal number of clergy and lay folk. All right, so usually it works out because, like, I'm a clergy person, I'm going, and then we have a lay member to Annual Conference. But because there's so many retired pastors, we actually have people called equalization members who are lay folk, laity, who equal out those retired pastors who come to annual conference. And so laity is so important to the life of the church, and I just want to reemphasize that. Okay, so the participants today, I'm just so proud of this first person. Her name is Barbara Nunn. She will actually be speaking and preaching this morning. She is our lay leader. And a lay leader is a local church official and elected by the charge conference who serves as the primary lay representative of the local church. And then we also have Jackie Sadowski and Ann Owens who will be participating, and they are both lay servants. And you can ask them what that means. And there is a way that anyone can become a lay servant. You take a couple classes and pray about it. And yeah, so there's that. And we also have so many people who help out with making this day happen every week that don't get recognized. One is our greeters. We absolutely need greeters. It is so important for anyone to come in and be welcomed. We have ushers. We have a welcome team. And you may know who that is because they've talked to you. We have the choir who participates every week. We have Ted Finlayson-Schuler who puts together our PowerPoint, and he also puts together our liturgist bulletin. We have a couple people who are now what we call clickers. They click on the PowerPoint. We have Jules and Stephen who do that. We have Dale Fryer, who is our song leader. We have Dennis Triggs, who is our musician and organist. We have Amy DeBurgess, who is our music director. And we have Katie Flynn, who will now welcome us and greet us and say all of our announcements. So I'm so honored and proud of all the work that you do. So thank you for today.
So first of all, I can't take all the credit for announcements because I only do it 1 week a month. So you should also thank Dean Moyer, Stephen Bacon, and Barbara Folt. So that's all of our announcement people. Good morning, by the way. I'm Katie Flynn. I'm a member here. This is a huge Sunday for me. It's my favorite Sunday of the year. It's the Sunday we pack Thanksgiving bags. So I know my mom is in charge of it, so I have to put in a plug for it. But I want to make sure that all of you feel welcome and called to come downstairs after the service and help us pack bags. We have 145 bags that we need to pack to give out to our community this Tuesday. And so it's really easy. There's no heavy lifting. And I hope I'm not stealing your thunder. Okay. So there's no heavy lifting. It takes just a few minutes of your time. Come down, you write a little note to your family, and then you go through the line and put all your stuff in your bag and then go about your day. But so that's why it's my favorite Sunday, and I hope everybody will join us downstairs. Now I have a few other announcements that I have to say. Tonight there's going to be a service here at 6 o'clock, I believe. 6 o'clock. We need ushers and greeters. So if you are available and willing to do that, please see Ann Owens after the service, and she will sign you up. And then also we have Advent coming, and we are going to need two or three more people to participate in a drama. So if you have good acting skills and you would like to do that, please see Alicia after the service, and she will sign you up for that. And now we'll hear from Joyce, my mom.
Hi, just a very brief, our last Thanksgiving bag announcement. Today is the big day we pack, as Katie said. If you have not yet had an opportunity to contribute and would like to, monetary donations are still gratefully accepted to offset the cost. I'm sorry we did not have the cooler up here for turkeys. A few people I saw in the hall and took those. If you have a turkey, put them up there. I will grab them and take them down to the freezer, all right? And if you are volunteering on Tuesday, please be here at 8:30, all right? Thank you so much for all your support.
Okay, now, while you're on your way downstairs to pack the bags with all of us, it's a great time, you will pass a little table right in front of the stairs, and it's where we're going to sell pecans for our outreach program. So they're great for baking, they're great for snacking. Everybody wants a bag, so stop on over there, buy your pecans. There's all kinds of different ones. I think there's peanut clusters, I think there's chocolate-covered pecans, cashews. So you'll see that when you're on your way down to the bags. And then there will be a book study for Advent starting November 27th, and now we'll hear from Ted's video. Hit it, Ted.
Good morning. As we gather together to worship this morning from various ages, backgrounds, and traditions, we come to realize that we all share a single mission, to love the Lord our God with all our heart and mind and soul and strength, and to love our neighbor as ourselves. Please stand as you are able and join me in the call to worship. From the beginning, God entered into covenant with the human family, with Adam and Eve, Noah, Abraham and Sarah, Moses, Deborah, Ruth, and Jeremiah. Through baptism, Jesus Christ calls us into covenant and makes us ministries of Christ's love. All Christian ministry is Christ's work of outreaching love. It demonstrates a common life of gratitude and devotion, witness and service, celebration and discipleship. All Christians are Christ's servants in the world. Glory to God and humanity. The church, as the community of the new covenant, participates in Christ's ministry of grace and our service and conveys of God's love of ours. In our ministry of servanthood, this is ultimate goal, that all the people be renewed in the image of their Creator, and that all Christians are called to ministry in deeds and words and heal and free. Amen. Please remain standing and join me in singing our opening hymn, God of Grace and God of Glory, number 557 in the pew book hymnal, or displayed on the screen. Let us now greet one another, old friends, friends to be, by shaking hands, maybe with a fist bump or a high five, or in saying good morning or peace be with you.
Good morning. I know there's a lot of children, and I don't think I should be standing down here because I'm a little short, but I'll see what I can do. Can you guys come down this way a little bit more? Okay. All right. I asked this question in Sunday school. So some people, well, I asked for the fruits of our bounty, so here it comes. And what is this week, Erica? What are we selling? Celebrating?
Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving. Is that like a holiday? What do you think? Is that a holiday? Anybody know that's a holiday? Is it a holiday?
Yes.
Okay. So I asked my children what they were thankful for, and I got a lot of good answers. Does anybody want to answer what they're thankful for? Anybody?
I'm thankful for my friends.
Anyone else? Okay. Well, we talked a lot about the pilgrims, and I got a lot of different answers of how they got here. And it wasn't by jets or boats, and there was no hotels. So what did they depend on? Who did they depend on when the pilgrims came? Who did they depend on?
God.
And then who else did they depend on?
The crops.
The crops, okay. They depended on the Native Americans who they found when they got here. So it was people helping people that helped them, and they had their thankfulness in God. And that brought us to today. Is everybody in this country very well fed now? Everybody gets everything they need, right? Do they? How do they do that?
From farms.
From farms. Okay, I think the biggest thing is how they do that is they continue to believe in who? God. And they also believe in people helping people. So today is very important in this church because it shows all that you do and all that we do to help other people. And we are all very thankful. But are we only thankful this week? This is the only week, right? Because this is Thanksgiving, right? Are we thankful any other time? Anybody thankful any other time? When do you pray? Just on Thanksgiving, right? When do you pray? You forgot? Well, it's okay. We pray every single day, and we pray to God, and we pray for each other. So let's have a little prayer, okay? Dear God, thank you for these children. And thank you for this congregation and this church that you are reaching others through us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
This morning, a part of the song is a familiar hymn that the congregation will know. So we're asking that you would join us in singing when that part comes along, and you will hear one of the choir members invite you right before it starts as well. We'll have several parts going on at once.
Good morning. I didn't introduce myself before, but I'm Ann Owens. I did the children's thing, in case you didn't know. If you would like your prayer request read as part of worship, would you please pass your prayer slips to the ushers as they walk down the aisle? As we pass in our prayers, let us settle our hearts and minds, and please join in singing our call to prayer as you feel comfortable. Let us join together in a time of prayer as we pray silently, followed by a short spoken prayer and then the Lord's Prayer in whatever way or language that you feel closest to God. Lord, we know you are with us always. Please be with us, these families and friends, and all those who are on our prayer list this morning. Especially be with families and friends in the Southern Baptist Church in Texas. King of Glory, as you shine your light into the darkness of our lives, guide our feet in the way of peace, and as you shepherd your people, gather the lost and scattered into the safety of your flock. Reign in our hearts as you do in the heavens, that we may endure the struggles of this world with patience and fortitude. In the light of your radiant love, we pray. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
Our scripture this morning is the first 11 verses of the 10th chapter of the Gospel of Luke. Jesus has already called his disciples, his inner circle, and now he is sending 72 additional followers into cities, towns, and villages to spread the word of the loving and forgiving God that he is proclaiming. I will be reading from the Common English Bible. After these things, the Lord commissioned 72 others and sent them on ahead in pairs to every city and place he was about to go. He said to them, "The harvest is bigger than you can imagine, but there are few workers. Therefore, plead with the Lord of the harvest to send out workers for his harvest. Go. Be warned, though, that I'm sending you out as lambs among wolves. Carry no wallet, no bag, no sandals. Don't even greet anyone along the way. Whenever you enter a house, first say, 'May peace be on this house.' If anyone there shares God's peace, then your peace will rest on that person. If not, your blessing will return to you. Remain in this house, eating and drinking whatever they set before you, for workers deserve their pay. Don't move from the house to house. Whenever you enter a city and its people welcome you, eat what they set before you. Heal the sick who are there, and say to them, God's kingdom has come upon you. Whenever you enter a city and the people don't welcome you, go out into the streets and say, as a complaint against you, we brush off the dust of your city that has collected on our feet. But know this, God's kingdom has come to you. This is the word and wisdom of God for the people of God. Jesus had worked for those 72 followers to do, and God still has work for us to do. Please stand as you are able and join me in singing Mark Miller's hymn, God Has Work for Us to Do, which is displayed on the screen.
My name is Barbara Nunn, and I am the lay leader here at University United Methodist Church. Today we are celebrating Laity Sunday and Thanksgiving Sunday. We recognize all who serve in the church and their contributions. It is also the Sunday we will pack our Thanksgiving bags that will be distributed on Tuesday to those in need. Last Sunday we celebrated the children. Peter Sword's message of go forward with hope, love and justice for every child spoke volumes. Our choir, with the help of the children, sang about hope. Hope for them and their future. Today, I would like to continue that theme. I found an article on the United Methodist website that extends that hope to others. It was written by Jody Cataldo, and it's entitled, Therefore, Go with Hope Through Hospitality. And I'm going to read from that text. Wait, what? Go with hope through hospitality? Often when we think of hospitality, we think of it through the lens of how we receive gifts in our midst. But in reality, We practice hospitality wherever we are, even when we are outside our home or church. We also receive hospitality. How we do both, offer and receive, reflects how we live out our calling of God upon our lives. The call of God is active, and it compels us to live out the Great Commission. In Matthew 28, verses 19 and 20, it says, "Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to obey everything I've commanded you. Look, I myself would be with you every day until the end of this present age." Where in the Great Commission does it say, "Therefore, come"? It does not. It says, "Therefore, go." Jesus modeled the Great Commission for us as he sent out the 72 in Luke 10 that Jackie read. These disciples went out in a vulnerable fashion, without wallets, bags, or even sandals. It was necessary for them to be open to the hospitality of those to whom they were sent. They stayed with their hosts and ate whatever was offered to them. They heard people's stories, responded to the needs, healed the sick, and shared hope by proclaiming the message that God's kingdom has come upon you. Did they wait for people to step through the door of the temple? No. Jesus sent them out to reach out and to receive new people into the kingdom of God. Jesus taught them how they were to go out and make new disciples. These same discipleship paths are seen in the core process of carrying out our mission, as stated in paragraph 122 of the Book of Discipline. We make disciples as we proclaim the gospel, seek, welcome, and gather persons into the body of Christ, to lead persons to commit their lives to God through baptism by water and spirit and profession of faith in Jesus Christ, to nurture persons in Christian living through worship, the sacraments, spiritual disciplines, and other means of grace, such as Wesley's Christian conferencing, to send people into the world to live lovingly and justly as servants of Christ by healing the sick, feeding the hungry, caring for the stranger, freeing the oppressed, being and becoming a compassionate, caring presence, and working to develop social structures that are consistent with the gospel and continue the mission of seeking, welcoming, and gathering persons into the community and the body of Christ. The disciplinary paragraph may be summarized by the acronym HOPE. H for hospitality. We go into the world in outreach and mission, offering hope through proclamation of the gospel, seeking, welcoming, and gathering as we offer and receive hospitality to and from those not yet in the body. We offer Christ. We provide opportunities for people to commit their lives to God through baptism by water and the Spirit and profession of faith. P, for purpose. We nurture people in Christian living to help them find a true sense of purpose in life, learning what it means to live out their beliefs through acts of piety and acts of mercy, Christian conferencing, regular participation in the sacrament of Holy Communion, and by other means of grace. And E, for engagement. Through engagement, we again offer and receive hospitality. Hospitality is a means for people to explore a relationship with Jesus. Through hospitality, we encounter and respond to the call of God and find a sense of belonging among the church body. This happens through relationship, When laity, in partnership with the clergy, live out Jesus' mandate to go, to offer and receive hospitality, building relationships, listening and responding to needs, creating that sense of belonging, and sharing the hope of Jesus Christ. It is how we begin to make disciples of Jesus Christ for the transformation of the world. On Laity and Thanksgiving Sunday, we celebrate all that are called, laity as well as clergy, to go and make disciples. We are called to be the church together in a world so desperately in need of hope. Therefore, go. Amen.
That was beautiful, Barbara. As we enter into a time of giving, I'd like to remind everyone to please place your attendance slips that look like this. I don't have it in front of me, but the purple the purple attendance slips. And for first-time visitors of the church, we do not expect a donation from you today. You are our guest, and we are grateful that you are here. Yet we do have a strong tradition of giving here at University Church. So as a symbol of our ministry in this place and beyond, let us bring our tithes and offerings.
Thank you.
join us in unison prayer. Loving Shepherd, just as you gathered the lost sheep that we might be fruitful and multiply, gather our offerings this day so that they might multiply as they go forth to help a lost and scattered world. Amen. As we reflect on the faith and courage of those 72 followers, we headed out to spread Christ's love with no provisions other than their faith in Him, we begin to understand what great things can be accomplished through faith, organization, and teamwork. We too can do great things. In the words of our closing hymn, God's grace does invite us, and love shall unite us to work for God's kingdom and answer the call. Please remain standing and join me in our closing hymn, sent forth by God's blessing. It's hymn number 664 and on the screen. And now, the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen.